Blog Talk Radio.
We are here.
For new homeowners, a football game can really bring out the parent in them.
It's smart we parked near the exit.
Absolutely.
There you go. That way.
Let's put away the parking talk maybe for a minute.
Parking is where the money is, though. You imagine what this place pulls in on parking alone.
All right, no more talking about parking lots.
A lot of these are compact spots.
It's not pretty.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
We still planning to head out around the third quarter.
Let's not talk about leaving before we're actually at the game.
Watching this was a great first step to unbecoming your parents. The next step is, well, watching some more.
Okay, we're almost there.
What is that?
Seat cushion? Back support.
Give me that. What? Are we going to a football game or going camping?
Football game.
Abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I am also the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner for the class of 2018 and 2020, and I am also the Hall of Fame enshrined 2020 unanimously. I'd like to welcome everybody who's tuning in tonight. But first, as always, giving thanks to the 77,000 who tuned in to my opening night, to all the people who's tuned in to this night, as well as all the special honored invited guests. Now, what I'm going to do is I normally do joint adventures on the third segment. So in order for not to cause any confusion, I'm going to be laying down a few ground rules so we'll be able to get as many people in as possible. Now, we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to interact with me or to join the conversation, always brought to you and us by way of Looking Glass Entertainment. Time is already in queue. He's already doing what he's sent to do, and I'm here to do what I'm sent to do tonight. Now, going into my fifth year, these advancements have got to go a lot higher. I don't want to say deeper because deeper is the other direction, okay? And you got many people that has either been in a state of hell for such a long time, right? Or they're about to be in a state of hell for a period of time, okay, even though it's temporary. Now, what I want to do on this particular advancement, when I look around and observe, especially for the youth, listen to me, worldwide listening audience. One of the best-kept secrets, especially over here in the shores of America, right, one of the greatest lies that has ever been told in history, they have not only convinced themselves, according to history, that many of the people here in this great nation called North America only came here 400 years ago, which is one of the greatest lies that's ever been told, y'all. Why it's very important for the master sound therapist, Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru, to speak about ancient tribes and royal bloodlines, okay? I'm going to do those two segments first, starting with ancient tribes. Okay, now, all across this nation, United States of America, there was many different tribes. Some of the most commonly known tribes are the Cherokee, the Yamasee, the Sioux, Blackfoot, many different tribes all over, Dakota. Now, I also want you to think about a lot of the names that we have as far as our states, like Chicago, right? Even certain counties within our great cities, also Native American names. Do you think that that's a coincidence? And what I want you to also do is take time to go and find some of them old family Bibles, okay? Because there was always record keepers just about in every family or in every tribe. Shout out to my grandmother, my mother's mother, okay? She was born with the gift. Not only did she, and I want y'all to get this picture up in y'all mind, not only did she look like James Brown in the face, right, look very, very similar to James Brown, and a lot of people might not know this, but the great father of soul was also Native American, okay? So now, when we look at the misnomer about calling us African Americans, it really put us in a state of confusion as a whole. Because if you go up to 99.9% of what's being classified as an African American and ask those 99.9 which part of Africa, and again, that's a misnomer, right, did they descend from, or what part of it did they come from? Most won't know. And if you ask that same 99.9 here in America, what part of America or what tribe do you link back to? I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, you would get a similar or same answer. So in order for it to combat the state of ignorance that has been plaguing this planet Earth for such a long time, especially over here in the shores of America, as well as the rest of the world, one of the best combats or remedies to combat ignorance is knowing who and what you are and where you come from. And why is it very, very important to know which tribe that you come from, which tribe that you link back to? Okay, very, very important. So what I want to do is plant the seeds of encouragement for you to do research, because if you think far enough, and please take time to use this day and time with the digital age, take time to video record, take time to quarter on. If there are grandparents, please help them sit down and listen to this show. Everybody within the family, take time to listen to this show. Also, take time to share this show. Okay? This is very important, especially when it comes to our youth. It's because when I look at a lot of the youth who don't care anything about our story or even his story, that opens up for all kind of things to happen when you have an attitude of just don't care. Okay? So it's very, very important for all of us to take time who's really, really serious about making a difference in our own lives and the lives of each other, is to take time to do this, y'all. Okay? And like I say, there's many different tribes. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the Hall of Fame 2-time to take us to the first break of sound therapy. But when we come back, I'm going to lay some foundation for people to be able to know how they can properly identify themselves per tribe, be it in here in the shores of North America or what they're calling Africa. Okay, so DJ, Hall of Fame, 2-time, do us the honors.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We will await your listening audience. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. Okay, and I did put the open invitation out there for as many people, some of my Facebook associates, as well as certain family and friends and stuff like that. Some of you know which tribe that you come from. And like I said before, we're not going to turn this into a discussion. We're not going to get into no debate, none of that, okay? But in order to be fair, if you do want to come on and press that one, don't be intimidated. It's time for us to be proud of our great heritage, be it from various parts of what they're calling Africa to various parts of over here in North America, okay? And in case you don't know, take time to research. Now, as the show goes on, I'm going to be sharing a lot of stuff. And, of course, you know we got DNA research, RNA research, and you got Ancestry.com or whatever. But that can only get you so far. I want you to keep that in mind, okay? Because a lot of the blood and life is in the blood has been mixed and tainted, okay? So one of the things that I want to share with all of us, the listening audience, is keep in mind, ancient tribes, and notice now there was no difference. And it was normally taking place in four forms that we look at the Pyrrhus form or the Pyrrhus royal bloodline takes place with what they call pure blood. Okay? We got pure blood, whole blood, half blood, and no blood. Now, half blood and no blood is very similar to the third and fourth generation. For, you know, a lot of people who's listening are, you know, of some type of religious persuasion or whatever. And I'm not here to debate that, but there are a lot of similarities. And the similarities that I want us to delve into is when you look at the ancient, what they call in ancient tribes of Africa and most of the tribes here north of America, North America, we was nature, not necessarily worshipers, but we had a profound respect for nature, okay? That's air, earth, fire, and water, okay? Now, of course, that I can get into certain ancient names or whatever, but you don't need all of that now. I want you to know that children of nature on both sides, okay, that we were and still are to some degree, have a profound respect for nature, being able to live here on earth, this great earth, also called the Great Mother, okay? And that's one of the things that you can ask, especially if you are you, and if your parents don't know, faithfully if your grandparents are still living, or great grace. It's those are the storeholders that's going to have some of the most hidden knowledge. But if you don't take time to record this, don't make the error that I made early in the 90s. Even though I was told certain things from mouth to ear, okay, before I went on a religious quest, I had a grandmother, and again, shout out to my mother's mother, who would take time to give me the description of so many people within our tribe. And she used to tell me we linked back to the Black Hawk Native Americans that used to be around the Great Lake, moved inward towards Chicago, and some of them started coming towards North Carolina and mixed in with certain Cherokees. So that's why I have Black Hawk Native Americans as well as Cherokee running through my veins on my mother's side, as well as ancient Oswanee or ancient Nuba people, falsely called Nubian people, on my grandfather's side, okay? And one of the things that I love about ancient knowledge and how they used to take time to look into the eyes or the face of the infant when it was first born. Some of them used to be able to hold the children up, and just like it was taken out of the Great Mother Earth or in the form of the Great Mother Earth, the mother, right, they would look into the eyes, and sometimes they would see the destiny of a child, okay? And they would take time to name a child based on what they see, and we all know the eyes is the window to the soul, they would take time to look into the eyes, and they would name the child accordingly, okay, according to what they saw. Sometimes there were certain spirit animals that would be around. And when it comes to me, anyone who's close to me through social media, there's mainly, well, I would say at least three main spirit animals that constantly has showed up pretty much a lot in my life, especially since June 13th, 1985. You got certain or various types of hawks, falcons, and owls. Now, all of these are spirit animals that is also of Native American story, as well as the ancient tribes of what they call in Africa. Spirit animals is very, very important. So I'm putting these keys out there for you to take time to not only question yourself, but take time to question certain family members, okay? So now, if I always say, in the third part of this segment, I like to put in what's called joint adventures, okay? Now, in order for it to keep it fair, I want you, if you want to come on, I want you to be very specific. If you want to speak about ancient tribes or royal bloodlines, and if you can, be very specific and try to condense it down to no more than 3 or 4 minutes, depending on how many calls that we got coming in. Just keep it respectful. Like I say, this won't be a discussion. It's about an interaction with all of us, because this is the best way to combat the state of ignorance that had plagued so many people, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to take another break of that sound therapy. When we come back, remember, joint adventures start next. So DJ Olesky, if you will, do us the honors.
Yeah.
And abundant divine blessings, lifting audience. Welcome back once again to tonight's advancement as we speak about ancient tribes and royal bloodlines. Again, this is the third part of the segments where the lines are open, okay? Remember, you have to press 1 in order for the producer, Hall of Fame DJ and producer, DJ Olasky, to be able to see you in queue. Okay, it's almost like raising your hand up so he can see you, okay? But on this particular segment, while people are getting in to call in and feel welcome, okay, because it's time for us to not only feel proud about who and what we are, but it's going to be a step in the right direction for all of us, especially for our tribes and for our ancestors on the east as well as the west here in north of America, okay? Now, when it comes to royal bloodlines, one of the most strict of all laws, okay, you have to be very, very careful about mixing your blood. And here's the reason why. A lot of times people thought that when it comes to not mixing their blood with just any and everyone, it's very important because, see, life is in the blood. Keep that in mind. Life is in the blood. Right, and within the blood, you also have certain gifts. Remember, I was saying in the first segment, you got certain people that's born with certain gifts. Some people are seers, okay? Some people are seers with the gift to be able to retrace and retell and see the past, as well as some people who are divinely gifted to be able to emphasize the present, but to be able to look into the future, not just gazing up into the stars and reading stars. And you did have some people that had that gift as well, okay? And you also have some people that have a knack for law. They are very, very not only conscious, but very, very considerate when it comes to injustice or justice, period. These are the keys I want to share with all of us tonight, because if this is you and this is where your passion lies at, if you're very, very passionate about certain things, some of you are very, very passionate about artwork, okay, in the form of being able to take a pen and a pad and be able to draw anything that you want to with great detail, okay? This is very, very important when you look at royal blood, because if you take time and be careless and you tend to mix with a person that was born to be a god, or mix with a person that was supposed to be specialized in the form of a seer, that can, if you're not careful, place not only the infant in a state of confusion, and we don't need that. We don't need any more states of confusion in our world. And royal bloodlines, remember now, as I said in the first segment, pure blood chart starts this way. You got full blood, whole blood, half blood, and no blood. And people don't know, keep this in mind, that if you keep your bloodline without mixing up to third and fourth generation, that the blood goes back pure. Nature or the creator knows best, y'all. Okay? is very, very important. So if we take time to not only come into the knowledge of knowing who and what we are and where we come from, we're going to take time to protect those things in order for us to be right in tune with Mother Nature, okay? So now we got caller number one in queue. Caller number one in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Jerry Pacito. How are you, Hooney? Hello?
Hey,
yeah,
how's
you
doing?
You know what's crazy?
How you doing?
Jerry Pacito made him fall out in the spirit. I'm going, y'all.
You know what? How you doing tonight, Jerry?
I'm okay, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well, trying my best to convey this knowledge that's been placed in my heart and my mind and my spirit, because I feel like it would be a step in the right direction. Because, as you know, one of the best ways to combat ignorance is to have a profound knowledge, and what you tend to do with that knowledge, it gives us options. Wouldn't you say so yourself, lifetime achievement?
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you hear me clear? I hear you, like, not so clear. Is it me or you? Something's going on.
No, we can hear him clear, Jerry. Go ahead and speak your piece.
Okay, do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Jerry. Go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead and speak your piece, Jerry. We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I basically wanted to call in and say hello to you, of course. I'm working, and I just had a few minutes break. But I just wanted to support you. You know, listen, you know how I feel about you, Hooney, okay? Not only are you a Hall of Famer, to me, you're one special person. And your mission really helps bring light to others who are struggling with their thought process about all the stuff you talk about. So you are a master sound therapist, and I absolutely love you. You're my friend, and I just wanted to call in and say all that.
Thank you so much for being a strong support system for me. I know that you're working, and you know I'm going to send a plug to you. But before you go, let people the way you listen to the audience know how they can be as supportive to you and your show before you go, please.
Well,
love you.
Okay. Thank goodness I'm on the same week with you, so that makes it easier. So I was just on this past Tuesday, so 4 weeks from this week, Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m., the Jerry Pacito Show. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for taking time to call. And the unique thing about when it comes to not only having knowledge of yourself and knowledge of your surroundings, it not only makes you a proud person, it makes you a respectful person. And respect is something that you earn. It's not something that's just automatically given to you. I want y'all to keep that in mind. And again, this is the segment where joint adventures. Don't be afraid. Some of you know which tribe that you link back to. And again, we're not going to turn this into a discussion. We want to have an open forum for you to be able to share certain things that either you know or certain things that you're curious about. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I know each and every tribe, because I don't, but I do know, as an international traveler, I came across some very unique things, especially when I traveled to various parts of Africa, especially when I wanted to know on my grandfather's side of the family, through Aswan down and through the Nubian Desert along the Nile. There were certain tribes, ancient royal bloodlines, that also flowed through my veins, okay? And I remember I had the opportunity to come in contact with a few tribesmen that was left, because it was dispersed throughout very various parts of what they call in Africa, okay? And from what I was told, at the age of 19, there was a tribe that was called the Ahawu tribe. The Ahawu tribe was one of the strongest people who not only lived along the Nile as nomads, but they was gifted. Some of them were ancient scribes and used to write down handwritten books. And we know during that time, they didn't have the printers and stuff like that like we have in this day. They didn't have the digital age. Everything was in analog or so on and so forth. So there was a lot of information. And this is key. This not only made it very unique to how things was passed in the form of secrets or things that he wanted to keep sacred, it used to be passed from mouth to ear. But thanks to the digital age, just like this show tonight, this advancement tonight, shortly, faithfully, if you're not catching it live here and now, you'll be able to download it once it's saved and share it. And once you put it out there into the atmosphere, it's going to be here and outlast the sands of time, as I like to say. Okay. And again, this is Joint Adventure. Feel welcome. Okay. And so DJ Olansky, while other callers is getting ready, take us to another break of sound therapy, please. And when we come back, we will continue this advancement. Thank you. All right, peace and abundant divine blessings. Welcome back. We were the way you listening audience, and we tonight we're speaking about ancient tribes and royal bloodlines. And again, remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to interact with me or to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Okay. Now, we have another caller in queue. Thank you for calling. Press 1, everybody, if you want to come up next. For calling Q, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Honey. This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Well, actually, I'm in Union City tonight. Just wanted to call in and support. Say hello. Always enjoy your knowledge. So thank you for what you're doing. How are you tonight?
Oh, always, always. And I'm still beaming the show that you had last night. And which I know that you got both sides coming to you. I guess I know you got various parts of Georgia as well as Atlanta, but either way, there's a lot of Native American story. I don't want to say history, but are you aware of that, or which tribe that you actually linked to, or which tribe that was what that pretty much, you know, controlled the South Carolina, North Carolina area and various parts of Georgia?
And honestly, I don't know which tribe I am linked to, but I know that I am, because my if you look at my grandmother, my great grandmother, you can see it in them. My great uncle that just passed, he lived to be 100 years old. You can see it all in his face. So I don't know, but I'm interested in knowing. This is a journey that I'm on, trying to discover who I am. So I thank you for what you're doing.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And as always, what we try to do, especially when we will aware you, is to bring awareness. And that's one of the things that a lot of us, as we have been called, are African Americans. That's why it's very important in this day and time, after, as we like to say, the bondage, or the 400-year bondage, according to some of the people who was taken out of their great continent and brought here. And that's only a very small portion. And before you go, I'm going to share some more, you know, hidden knowledge. But before you go, let We The Way You audience know how they can be supportive to you and your endeavors and when your show comes on.
So my show was last night. I am a host here on this amazing network. I'll be back on in 4 weeks from last night. But, of course, they can follow me across social media. Queen of Collaboration is my handle on all of my social media platforms. But they can go over to Linktree, type in Queen of Collaboration, and it will connect you with all of the amazing platforms that I am connected to. Just want to shout out the plug really quick, if you would let me. I am an ambassador. I am a contestant for it's African Fashion for Peace global campaign that's going on right now, and I am contestant number 7. So I'm asking everybody if they would to vote for me. Go over to Instagram and Facebook and just hit like and comment. I do want to be the face of peace, because life is peace to me. Love, inspiration, fear of God, and the E3 experience. So thank you for letting me share Huni Bakatun.
You're always welcome, spiritual daughter of mine. Not only, listening audience, not only the tone of voice that you heard is a beautiful and brilliant daughter of the Most High, woman of God. She is doing major things. Not only was she a former O&E commissioner of our great company of O&E Dynasty, she's doing some great things. And like I say, take time to research her, reach out to her. And she is indeed the queen of collaboration. And as you know, spiritual daughter of mine, any way that I possibly can link you back to what tribe you actually linked back to, then I would definitely do my part to try to offer you guidance in the right direction, okay? So, again, listening audience, this is very, very important. Take time to take these notes down. Take time to download this. Take time to share, because it's very, very important. Because, you know, a question is there. Why is it very important to know not only your Native American status? Because some, and this is a key point right now, some don't have any link back to Africa since it broke off. And either you do it in your own mind or take time after this show or during this particular advancement, you can see that what they call North America is nothing but the west part of what they call Africa that was separated a long, long time ago. And you come to, you know, you comprehend that a lot of people in Africa look very similar to people over here in North America as well as South America or Central America, okay? And the unique thing about it, remember now, I spoke about how you got your full blood, whole blood, half blood, no blood, right? And, you know, if you look, there's certain traits that people can see from travel marks, okay, certain things that show up in your physical characteristics, right? And, again, your RNA and DNA only going to get you but so far, okay? And as this advancing goes on, I wanted to start off physically so we can end up your spiritual characteristics that not only links you back to nature and a profound respect for nature, but it also is going to be a key point to which tribe that you actually link back to. On that note, Hall of Fame 2 times, you will do us the honors with another sound therapy selection. Sir. A whole lot of love right there. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame 2 times. Welcome back, We Will Away, you listening audience. I see that we have another caller in queue. So caller in queue, please state your name, where you calling from.
Hello, this is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you today, honey?
I'm doing excellent. You know, always better when you call in.
Thank you. I'm enjoying your show. I just wanted to say it's worth it to contact the oldest person in your family and get their input. Like you said, I was able to do that about 20 years ago before my aunt passed, and we were able to trace ourselves back to the Cherokee Nation, but we weren't able to link it to Africa in any way. Do you have any tips for me?
Ancient maps, most ancient maps, it will show you, and there are some, even if you go to certain libraries and stuff like that, and you start getting certain books, because notice now, library, that's where the lies or the truth has been buried. And if you go in there, there's certain, you know, books. Are you laughing at the Magic Man? On the real, if you get certain books like that came before Columbus, where it spoke about the African connection and the migration with the Olmec tribe, as they have been called, and some of the people, and that's going to go more to Central America, but right now I want to keep it North America very specifically for this point. But if you were to take time and look at what they call the west coast of Africa, near the Ivory Coast, and put it right in between North America and South America, it's going to fit right back together like a puzzle, which explains why when you look at the characteristics of what a lot of people have been determined as an African American, it actually links back to one of those two tribes. Or it could be to the point where the Africans and the Americans mixed and became one and the same. Okay? And that's about as best I can take it right now. But, you know, never, ever stop, because it's very important, because it's important for the royal bloodline that runs through our veins. It's very, very important. And not only through the blood, but there's also certain ancient documents that give us back to the rights and the ownership of not only not back here in North America, but various parts of what they call in Africa as well.
Wow. Okay, I'm interested. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for being a blessing. But before you go, let me let you audience know how they can be supportive to you and your show and other endeavors that you want to share. Thank you.
Sure. My next show will be January the 28th, and it's called Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman, and we'll be talking about dysfunctional organizations.
Well, I know that's going to be a powerful. I'm going to take the seat front and center for that one. Very important. That's why I love ONA Dynasty. We're such a diverse organization here, such a wonderful company with a wide range of different personalities with different characteristics, and we're all one family here. So thank you so much, Mo Garman, for calling in. As we continue with this particular advancement of ancient tribes and royal bloodlines, it's time for me to turn the heat up some. When you look at Native American film, they always show the cowboys and Indians and how the cowboys did certain things to the Indians, or what they call, notice now, they would call them Indians, not Native Americans, right? And in respect for a lot of Native Americans that have been called Indians, have been confused with some of another side of the family in the form of people from India, and there's a difference. There are similarities on one hand and differences on the other, okay? This is why when certain people was migrating over here to this great continent and they got lost, Columbus, there was many people who migrated over here. And before this show ends, I'm also going to dispel one of the greatest myths, but I don't want to just keep, you know, putting my input on. I can do that. Anyone know? The Hall of Famer two times say, yo, man, you can talk a country mile, and yes, I can. That's one of the divine gifts that they played in me. But I want to open up, and especially some of you who are out there who are proud, and again, this is not about discussion. It's not about embarrassment. It's about us taking time for us to interact with each other, because we have been in a state of loss for such a long time. And it's very important, especially for our youth. Okay? So I wanted to take time to do that. So if anyone else is in queue, you can press 1. If not, Hall of Famer 2-time, do us the honors by taking a break. And when we come back, I'm going to continue this event. Well, all right now. Peace and abundant divine blessings. We will await your listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as we speak about ancient tribes and royal bloodlines, I want you to take time to look in the mirror. Take time to find your nearest relative. Take time to go to your local libraries as well as certain places and city halls, and you can actually start to find there's a lot of missing information. And that missing information isn't just going to be given to you. You have to take time to earn it. You have to take time to be very, very passionate about it. And on that note, I'm going to hand it over to the one and only that can get the job done, and that is for some Ngozi time. So Hall of Fame, 2 times, if you will. Do us the honor.
Well, first of all, my family is Swanee and Cherokee on this side of the plain of North America, but everybody knows I know where I come from. My family is from Yuho, Ibom, Western Nigeria. Thank you, Mom. You're my tribe, and that's how we get down. And like Gordon Buckerton said, a lot of Black Americans don't know where they come from or their origin, period. The tribe, the little borough, that's what it's all about, y'all. And I thank the professor tonight for being in his own way and his expounding upon Oni Dynasty after all these years. Tomorrow night on these Oni stations, we have Will of God, your true friend, and Too Thorough right here on these Oni stations. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time. And of course, what more can I say? The Damon Network has advertised the Oni, which is Odell Ingalls Enterprises, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Paris and Google Plus. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, iAware, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi. Also, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Enshrinee. You already know 19, right? You know, this jockey is Ronnie. Anyway, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that supports on a constant basis. We want to thank all our callers. Now we go back into the final comments from the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the two-time Anna Waddell Award-winning Oladele Ngozi Enterprises Host of the Year for 2018 and 20, Mr. Huni Bakatun. It's your space.
Thank you so much. Again, welcome back. We will await your listening audience. I just got a message from one of our greatest here at O&E Dynasty, and that is Chinchilla. Faithfully, I come back and revisit this, and it's very, very important. So, you know, much divine love and respect for the work in which you're putting in, Chinchilla. Before I close out tonight's advancement, I know I put that call out to a lot of people. For whatever reason, you know, it's very important for this day and time. When you look at the loss of consciousness, when you look at the loss of many, many different lives on both sides, whether it's north, east, south, or west, our people out here are dying, and the saddest thing is a lot of people don't even care. It's time to care about our life and our great story. I can respect the history of another person, but if I don't know who and what I am and where I come from, not only will I repeat the, you know, the errors of our great past have a lot to do with pre-enslavement. And that's a very, very key factor right there. So in order for to combat that for our people that have been enslaved, or for people who still thinking like a slave, okay? So that's why I did my best to convey tonight where I shared and plant the seeds of good faith for ancient tribes and royal bloodlines, okay? And that's as far as I can take it tonight. So as always, I give thanks to all in all who've been all through all above and in compassion all. And on that note, we'll be back 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Love you all.